guys doing?
Great. How are you?
Sean, what have you told teams when they've asked you about last season for Notre Dame? What sort of went wrong with the 4-8 season?
You know, going into that season, we're very confident. I was pretty confident in my abilities developing off of that 2015 season. But I think that at the end of the day, after doing a bunch of film study and reflecting on that season, simply put, balls in my hands every play. I just got to make more plays.
It's fun. I mean, this whole thing.
Have teams been receptive to that answer that you've given?
Have that all.
You know, the next question fires off right away.
So I've been up and down the train since 26 to be able to come to this thing and perform and be the best of me that I can be. So it's nice to still be here, going through it, you know, and being able to model the culmination of a lot of hard work.
You know, I'm pretty comfortable with opening up and discussing who I am as a guy and how I plan on going about this process. And they had a lot of questions about last season and how a guy who, you know, has the size, has the arm strength, goes and becomes 4-8. And I responded to in the way that I thought was the honest truth. And I understand that they're pretty impressed with that. I'm pretty confident in my abilities. You know, I think that my size,
my ability, my reliability, my versatility. So I was going to be productive, play in and play out. So I'm down here to be the best of me that I can be. I believe that's going to be in plenty.
Absolutely. I think that as a battle-ready guy, I've seen a lot. My shortcoming as a Notre Dame quarterback, I'm playing there for
I think my film speaks for itself in that. I was able to win games, playing all across the season, not so good season this past season.
I think I've learned from it all, and that all those experiences will prepare me to be able to play, you know, hopefully in that first game coming next season.
Playing on a big stage like Notre Dame, that's kind of.
I mean, it was really just very early in college football, especially, very general, you know, I get to know the player I am, half person, every day. But you're also representing the second biggest Catholic institution in the world, and that international fan base.
I understand that's an aspect, especially as a whole, not just the returning back, being able to cover punts and kicks, and the importance of that. Even as a player, I'm willing to step in and do that.
Huge difference. I understand to be a special team, especially since I'm an early 20s draft pick. So those guys are very talented, very detail oriented. So as a quarterback, my leadership role was a little bit different. I was asked more just to execute my job and a lot of other guys around me to play their way. In this past season, you know, I was asked a little more, to be a little more forward, to talk about those guys. I would be the first to tell you the stories. I've been able to play alongside some very good players, and the same way, this is a new type of story that I've been able to play alongside some very good players. There hasn't been a really nice guy here, but the more I get to sit down and talk formal meetings and talk ball, the more I become more passionate about it. How do you prove it? You just show you are. You can't prove it. You can't say it. You can't put it in words.
Yeah, well, it's everything. I mean, a lot of these guys, a lot of guys that are great athletes, they just naturally excel. They were blessed with great height, great strength, great speed. I worked very hard at that, and I learned that at an early age. I've been able to find everything I got. Moving forward, I have those traits. I knew what it took to be great, and you know, it's my body type. tough.
Staying off of social media, staying out of the spotlight to make sure that I could perfect my craft. I really am very confident in who I am as a passer and who I am as a quarterback.
At Notre Dame, you're on the big stage. How did you deal with the work ethic?
The guys that laugh are the ones that are willing to put in the time. You guys are going to be on the field once they put in the time to prepare themselves.
The academic responsibility.
I'm one guy that I pride myself on. That's my statement. And so moving forward, that's something that's not going to change. That's part of who I am. That's part of my DNA. So I'm excited to get to the next level and really be able to translate this over. Continue to work and be the best receiver.
And look into, look at one another in the locker room and make sure that we're going to focus on this mission once and
again. That wasn't something that I thought was doing. I believe in the coaches.
I didn't watch either, honestly. I followed the Eagles run. Big fan of
that I really want to stick around.
My dad is a huge Eagles fan.
Do you think you would have a higher profile now if you had gone somewhere else?
I'm not sure.
Absolutely.
There would definitely be that. No one would have that question anymore. Can you play against what's higher level talent?
Put me in a position to have the confidence to go out in any situation and be successful enough to be
I've played against basketball schools, and I've been very productive against them. For me, I'm the same player I am today.
I think Dak Prescott got to experience something that was very similar to what I experienced in 2015, walking into a team with a bunch of great talent around him, an awesome offensive line, and a great receiver, a great running back, and all he had to do is execute his job. And when you have the veterans around you and experience around you, and you're only required to make sure to make your throws, make your checks, and get yourself in the right team, or get your team into the right play, and it makes the game a lot easier and gives you a lot more confidence.
Playing in the league, this is something I've been doing since I was young. And even when I wasn't developing as a player, as a person, I weighed in my freshman year, I was 5'4", 119 pounds. I had 2-pound ankle weights on both ankles. And
I grew up watching wholeheartedly that I was going to develop quarterbacks.
I was explaining the league and perform at a high level. I had to go through a lot of coaches telling me I needed to change my goals for myself. But that's the way I set my goals. I set my goals laughably high. I'm going to pursue those things. My work ethic off the field is going to reflect those goals I have to myself.
Did high school coaches tell you that you could do something
like that? I did.
Yeah, I would love to be in.
I do actually really close with them. Really
the way this draft is set up, to be a top pick.
I don't have to say anything.
The team is coming off of the season like I went through last year. And
I watched a lot of different guys. Lucky enough to have set up some top NFL receivers.
I think it allows me to understand the winning culture. When you're doing nothing but
really loving guys and the way they play the game, receivers in our form, those three guys, if you watch the film, they're completely different. But they're all very productive. And our doesn't have to be done one way. There's many ways to do it. Very creative positions. So I like watching those three guys. Different things they use to create separation and be productive. I try to draw things from every receiver I watch. When I'm getting coaching, I like to get hear philosophies from a lot of different people. In the offseason, try to be around as many guys as I can and just see what their thoughts are on things.
Absolutely. If you watch our games, you'd understand that I'd much rather be in the pocket. I think I have a really good pocket awareness.
I pride myself in not playing
in
the
I also do have good escapability and understand where to get out. He's a guy who's able to run the ball, a guy who has great pocket awareness, and a guy who's able to lock in on the mission and be a great quarterback. And we saw that this past season and the success they had. Led him to a Pro Bowl, so hopefully I can kind of learn from that situation go out and simplify the game and execute the way that he executed his best
sophomore year. Something that I believe is going to help him become a better player.
Difficult. There's a lot of temptations out there. There's a lot of media questions that are going to come across, and a lot of opportunities to make money. Being a guy who's coming from NCAA, who was living on that possible attendance check, and now having opportunities to make those dimes, it does become a little difficult to pass up on those opportunities. But I think that I bought into that Monk mentality, and I think it's the best thing for me. The confidence I have right now, my ability to throw the ball, my ability to talk the game, understand the game, is greater than it's ever been, and I look forward to showing it to these teams during this week.
How long do you plan to have that last season? That's all. I'm always not where
Easy Bryce is still. Yeah, so Deshaun and I were in the same area during this. Pre-draft process, and we've been around each other quite a bit. Our relationship has continued to grow, and he's definitely helped me as much as I've helped him in terms of just experiencing this. To ask someone to go through this process with, who's dealing with the same transition as Austin, that you've been on the shirts and notes, and it's going to be fun to feed him against the inside.
Love my time down there.
One thing that I take from him is his simple love for the game and how much fun he has playing it. You know, I'm a guy who is pretty seated. You know, I sit up here and I try to stay as poised as possible and as even keeled as possible. The way he smiles and the way he goes about it and the way he enjoys it is something that I want to definitely bring into the way that I go about it. My process.
Sean, will you go back to social media?
I don't know yet. You're going to have to ask Brian Murphy that one. My agent's kind of cut me off of that. And whenever I feel it's right. As of now, I think that it's done really well for me, and I think that I'm going to have to continue to push forward in developing my game. So I don't think that I'm anywhere near where I need to be a starter next year, so I'm probably going to stay in this proper mentality as long as it possibly takes for me to get back to the level of play that's going to get me to winning again.
Watching your game, it looks like playing quarterback for Brian Kelly.
A little bit.
Allow a lot of stuff to roll off your back.
As a fan, when we decided to play for a coach like Brian Kelly, we understood exactly what we were getting to. And that's someone who's going to hold you to standards that are higher than yours. And he's going to try to push you as hard as he possibly can. I think that me having my dad as a coach growing up, there is no one who's going to coach me harder than the way my dad did. So playing for Coach Kelly kind of was a good correlation exactly how I've been coaching my life.
That being said, did the two quarterback system to start the season, do you feel like that held you back at all?
I don't think it held me back, but I do think that I spent a little bit too much time thinking about that rather than thinking about developing the guys around me and developing the trust. Once again, with the 2015 team and 2016 team are completely different. We almost had a completely different roster than our offense, and I think that there should have been a little more time spent with me trying to develop that trust and develop the guys around me to make the plays in those fourth quarter drives when needed. At times, I kind of was looking over my shoulder a little bit too much, and I think that's probably my biggest regret this past season.
With the teams you've seen and talked to, what's been their biggest concern with your team?
Quite frankly, I've only had one formal meeting, and that was just more why with the guy my size, my arm talent, my understanding of football, why do you let Florida need? I've answered that question as truthfully as I possibly can, and that's simply that I didn't make plays. Balls in your hand, once again, as a quarterback, every play. And if you're going to go win games in the fourth quarter, and you got to be the guy making the plays. We've been in touch since he's left. My freshman year, that was my real transition to understanding what football is like. Playing high school football, playing college football, they're completely different. And he kind of instilled in me the qualities that it's going to take for you to be successful in the NFL from his experience in the NFL before you got to Notre Dame. He taught me that as a quarterback, your number one job is to protect yourself, and then your next job is to get your team into the right place. And that kind of was my roots going into this last year.
As these teams get to know you, what do you hope they walk away with?
When you say just to make a play, they see someone put in every back of the step on the field, best. Did you fall off in any areas? One man or
I don't think I fell off. I think I definitely developed my mechanics a little more, but I think the plays that weren't made were in situations in which I wasn't detailed around it, and I wasn't helping the guys around me being detailed around it. You get into fourth quarter drives, and all eyes are on you. What you have to be able to resort to simplify your game is to get back to the details that got you to that point. And making sure you're running routes to the right depth, making sure that your footwork is correct, so that your timing is correct. And when you're spending your time, once again, thinking about the quarterback competition and looking over my shoulder, instead of developing those things and creating that trust with the guys around you, you're not going to make the plays needed to win games in the fourth quarter.